I'd like to first say it's an honor to work for the New York Football Giants. I got goosebumps right now standing here talking to you about having a chance to work for this franchise and this organization. Best ownership in the National Football League, great general manager, a head coach who I have so much respect for and who's going to get us going in the right direction. And I got a staff full of coaches on defense who jumped at the chance to have a chance to work with some of these guys. So you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm pretty excited about it and really look forward to next week to getting in and getting to work with our players. And that's really what it's about. That, you know, I know we're going to talk about scheme. We're going to talk about whether we're a 3-4, we're a 4-3, or what we're going to look like on defense. But I'll just tell you this. What it's about playing relentless. The game is about playing hard. The game is about playing physical. And the game is about playing smart. Those are things that our guys are going to do, whether we're bringing 5, bringing 6, bringing 4, dropping 8, whatever we're doing, wherever the field position is, down the distance, all that stuff. The thing our fans are going to see a defense is going to run around, play hard, play fast, play smart, play physical. And that's what playing defense is about. I've been really fortunate and blessed that I've worked around some really, really good football coaches and had a chance to learn from those guys. And I've been around some really good football players and had a chance to learn from those players as well. And hanging your hat on scheme, you don't win that way. You hang your hat on the things that mean the most. And those things are, again, being relentless, playing hard, playing smart, and playing physical in the game. So that's what I'm excited to get to work on Monday with our guys when we get in here and start laying our foundation for this coming season.
So are you saying that your scheme is going to be some of everything?
I think it will be. And really, what you do in the off season is you start to determine who we are. Because right now, if you ask me who we are on defense, I have no clue. We're going to get to work day one, and we're going to stack a great meeting on Monday, and we're going to do some installation of scheme, and we're going to start to build, our foundation for who we're going to be as a defense. Then as we get through OTAs, we're going to be a little closer to determining who we are. Then as we get through training camp, by the end of training camp, we'll know who we are as a defense and what that looks like, whether it's a 5-6-man pressure team or whether it's a 4-man rush team playing coverage or whatever those things look like. That's what we need to be in terms of scheme.
How do you coach that relentlessness?
Number one, it's about what the players believe. And what I mean by that is I can talk until I'm blue in the face about playing hard, playing fast, playing smart, playing physical. But in our room, the accountability our players hold to each other, that's what will determine whether we play hard, whether we play smart, and whether we play physical. And that was something that was really exciting about coming here, is the core group of players we have here. And guys that you've seen on tape running around, striking people, playing hard, and playing smart. And so how do you coach it? You get your players, your core players in the room to believe in it. Then from there, it's the ownership factor.
It seems like from the personnel moves you guys have made that at least the base of your defense is going to look like a 3-4. But is that something that has to be declared or decided? Because I'd imagine it changes a little of what some of the guys in some positions have to do.
I think each and every down we might look different on defense. But again, I'll tell you what, I can't tell you today who we're going to be on defense and really what we're going to look like until we get through training camp, until we get into meetings, until we actually get on the field, until we don't just play some basketball on grass through the off-season program, until we get to training camp and we have helmets and pads on, we're striking and separating and playing off of blocks and what we're really going to look like. But, yeah, there's certainly some 3-4 principles, if that's a term we want to use. There's certainly some 4-3 principles, if that's a term you want to use. At the end of the day, it's about playing hard with a relentless mindset, playing fast, playing physical, and being a smart football team.
James, what does Alec Ogletree bring to all those things when it comes to playing relentless and playing physical and all the things that you want to build into your defense?
Yeah, had a, you know, saw him up close and personal in Arizona during our time there. Did him when he came out in the draft, and was a guy who was always, you know, we always thought he was a smart player. We always thought he was a guy you could see during the course of a game who was leading other players on the field. And they had a bunch of talent on that defense. And for you to be a guy that's leading a defense that's that talented says something about you and your character. You watch his play, and I'm not just talking about his ability to make tackles or run down things on the sideline. I'm talking about his play, his mindset, his physicality at which he plays the game. How hard and passionate he plays the game. Those were some of the first things that jumped off the charts for me as we had a chance to get him here. And certainly excited about him as a leader and a guy that's going to bring a ton of energy to our room.
James, what about Olivier Vernon? I mean, what do you see? I mean, I'm sure you've watched film with him. What do you see with him as the potential as an outside linebacker? And how much do you ask your linebackers to go and help out in coverage?
Yeah, you know, OV is going to be a guy. You know, I've had Chandler Jones, Marcus Golden, who we had, even when you talk about older players, a John Abraham, a Dwight Freeney that's played in the system, who have been 4-3, if you want to classify them as 4-3 defensive ends playing in this same system. The guys have had a ton of success, guys that have been double-digit sack guys in this system. His versatility, his ability to rush from different angles, his ability, you know, we've all seen him drop in space and flip his hips and do some of those things. If you went and looked at our tape in Arizona and you saw Chandler Jones, we didn't make our money in Arizona on defense with Chandler Jones dropping and playing in space a bunch. It's things that you do as great change-ups, things as you do to allow you to attack offenses in different ways, and I think that's how he'll fit in.
Are these guys, I mean, you're not committing to exactly what you're going to do yet with this team, but you know what they've done. I'm sure you've studied them.
Absolutely.
Is this going to be a real sea change for a lot of the players, especially up front?
No, I don't think so. I think coming out, you know, if you're a three technique, a defensive tackle, and you line up over a guard, and your job is to get off the ball and strike the guy in the V of the neck and press and separate and win in your gap, that's what you do if you're a 4-3 defensive tackle or a 3-4 defensive tackle. That job doesn't change, and that job description won't change for our guys. Snacks up front, a guy that, you know, can play off of blocks, can occupy space, can command double teams, can change really the line of scrimmage. He's going to do those same kind of things in this game. That's not going to change for him.
James, with Landon Collins, this might be more of a terminology thing, but does he stay at strong safety, or does he become like that money backer position you had with Buchanan?
Yeah, you know, I look at him as a guy, you know, we had some guys in Arizona, Tyvon Branch, and before Tyvon, we had a Tony Jefferson who played strong safety for us, who was could play both high, could play down in the box, could cover tight ends, could blitz off the edge. That's what I see with Landon, a guy who's very versatile in what he can do. You might see a snap where he's down covering a tight end in the box. You might see a snap where he's in the half field playing deep or in the middle of the field playing deep, or you might see snaps where he's blitzing off the edge. I think that's the versatility a guy like him lends, and that's something that as you look and you study defenses across the league and you talk to offensive guys of what gives them trouble, it's players that have that versatility. That one snap they're down in the box, the next snap they're playing high. That kind of versatility gives offenses trouble, and you know, I'm excited to have a chance to work with him.
Chase, how important
was it to bring in people who knew your scheme?
Sure. You know, I think the first thing with those kind of guys that you have a chance to acquire and bring in, number one, it's they check the character box. Those guys we brought in, they love to play football, and they play it the right way. Both of those two guys, they play hard, they play fast, they play smart and physical. And that was the number one thing. Number two is certainly knowing the scheme, having some awareness, Josh being in the D-line room, you know, that's certainly going to be something for those guys and Kareem in the linebacker room, and giving the guys someone, hey, what is this? Or some of that side conversation, or some of this conversation that happens outside the building when those guys are kind of building the core of who we are as a defense and having conversations. So the first thing was the character. football character, defensive football character was the thing both of those guys checked. And the second thing is certainly to have some smarts in the room.
James, speak of character.
What do you make of Eli Apple?
Say that again.
What do you make of Eli Apple?
Very talented player. Did him when he was coming out in the draft. Really liked his skill set. A guy who can play man, who can press, who can play zone defense in space, who can break on the ball. And super excited, you know, very excited next week to get him here and get to work and, you know, have a chance to work with these guys this offseason. He's a guy that, you know, I think it's a guy that has expectations for himself, and that's the most important thing. I think any player I've ever been around, whether it's Patrick Peterson or, you know, if you want to talk about Kareem Martin and guys who have improved from the first day I've met them until where they're at right now, a guy like Kareem, one of the most improved players I've ever been around in the 4 years that I was around Kareem so far, to Patrick Peterson. These guys have expectations of themselves that supersede my expectations, that supersede yours, that supersede anyone within the organization. If guys don't have those kind of expectations for themselves, they generally will fall short of anything we'd hope they could be as a player. And that's that expectation as an individual player is kind of their motivating factor, their internal it. And I believe he has that, and I'm excited for him. And, you know, we're going to get this thing going for him and for other guys on this defense.
He was one of three players that were suspended. I mean, do you feel like that has to be something that you're going to address? And how do you sort of plan on, handling that in
Monday,
regards to the whole situation that unfolded here last year?
Not to interrupt your question. Day one is Monday. Day one is Monday. That's how I'll answer that. Day one's Monday. And every guy that walks in that room, day one's Monday. So whatever happened before, whether it was here or whether it was with a different team, guys that we draft, whether it was in college, whatever it was that's happened with guys, day one's Monday. Day one's the first day those guys walk in the building. We're going to build from there.
James, with you mentioned the opportunity, the idea of coming to the Giants, but the challenge of kind of bringing in your mind what your defense is and now rolling it out over whether it was the previous month internally, but also now with the players. Can you describe that and what that process is like? And do you have checkpoints along the way as far as what you need to get done by a certain time? I know you've sat down with Pat and you guys talked a lot about already. Just a sense of what goes on now with this defense, which I think we're all going to say is your defense coming here.
Yeah. Number one, it's exciting. It's exciting to sit down when you're a guy that just loves the game. I just love football. I love watching football. I love talking about it. I love being around it. Probably tire my wife out very much when we watch football. We're home. It's in season. It's a Saturday afternoon. We have some time. We got college football in the house, and we're watching ball. So it's an exciting time. It's a time where you have to be very planned out and thorough. And had some great conversations with Coach Shermer about, you know, some of the directions, some of the things we want to do here on defense. Great conversations with this group of defensive coaches we have, who are a bunch of outstanding coaches, and had some great dialogue about building our defense. And, you know, I'm not trying to correct you in any way, but this is going to be the New York Football Giants defense. This isn't going to be James Betcher's defense. This is going to be our players' defense. This is going to be these assistant coaches' defense. This is going to be our defense. And as we sit through and go through putting it together as a staff, we've had some great conversations and great pieces have been added from other guys in the room. So that's what I love about it, when you kind of start from scratch, and that's really what we've done. We've taken some of the things we've done in Arizona and we've kind of thrown it in the pot, and we've went through it day by day, piece by piece, and started to build some of the structure of what we would like to do here. Then, as we kind of talked about before, that's just a starting point, because really the work gets done when we get on the field and see what our guys do best. And the work gets done when we come in the meeting room after that practice and hear feedback from our players and also feedback from the coaches in the room and kind of determine what's next or what's going to be best for us as a defense as we build it. But excited about that, and it's really an ongoing process, and that's one of the reasons I love coaching.